We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Bart Winkler Show featuring Ryan Horvath, brought to you by eBay. It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with certified refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands on eBay. Bose, Works, iRobot, more brands like that. Go full on summer with half off top brands. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Yeah, I've been looking around on eBay a little more, I should mention, because I can't go to these big box stores to buy trading cards. This got to be a problem a few months ago where some of the stores were like, all right, this is insane. We will start selling cards, but at a predetermined time. And then people started getting fights in the parking lot. And then all the stores are like, we are just trying to move groceries and cleaning supplies. And maybe like a crib.
What is going on with these cards? Why are they so in demand now?
Because they don't make enough. Because the problem in the 80s and 90s was they made too much.
Okay.
But now they don't make enough.
Well, I'll tell you this. They didn't make enough Chipper Jones rookie cards. Spent half my youth looking for that damn thing.
Which one do you need?
Well, I got it. I wanted this one, and it was this rookie card, but he was like fielding a grounder, but he was like on a one-hop because he was a shortstop at the time.
Well, I don't think I have that one.
Yeah, I ended up getting it and then selling it years later.
I sold, man. So Rick at Name That Card, who I talked to a little bit over the weekend, he says the card business has never been like this in his 35 years at the shop.
Like that it's more popular than ever?
Yeah. Name That Card, 92nd and Blue Moon. I mentioned it the other day. He said a bunch of people came in from the show. Said, hey, Bart was talking about you.
That's awesome.
But it's as good as ever there. Card shops, because if you can't get it at Target and Walmart, and you should be going to these card shops anyway, and I know there's, is it AJ Collectibles that's close to here that people like? There's a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the places to buy cards now, or the internet. Because what's happening is, I've been going to Target, you know, on my way home. Hey, is there a box? Is there a pack? I just like to open it and see, and right. I throw some at my two-year-old kid, and he plays with them, and then that's how I'm trying to subliminally get him into sports.
With the card?
Yeah. I think it's doing okay.
Yeah.
It's doing okay. I'm not trying to, again, you can't force your kid into sports, but I also want him to know that it's available for him. So that's how I'm doing it. But now you can't do that anymore. And so you're either going to have to go to these card shops or maybe, eBay. So one thing that I do like to already do on eBay is I like to find unopened packs from the 80s and 90s. That's what I like. I don't so much like the new stuff. I like reliving what I did already. And I sold a bunch of cards, and then Rick told me that I sold at the wrong time. But you know what I sold at the right time? That NBA Top Shot stuff. Those are so worthless now.
Are they?
Nobody cares.
Really?
Like, you got to have a LeBron James rare to sell any money.
Really?
I sold a Steph Curry for $1.50 2 months ago. I checked. Now it's going for $30. And then I sold a Dame Lillard for $2.50. and now it's going for $40.
Wow.
So I made a little profit there.
You got on at the right time.
Your boy did something right with his money for once.
Yeah, you know, I haven't really heard of, like, everybody was talking about him. I never really ended up getting into it because I was kind of late to the party, and then I wasn't, like, cool enough to get in line. It was, like, it was just a little bit too annoying.
Yeah, you
like,
gotta be cool.
If I'm gonna waste the whole day, it's gonna be to, like, get some new Jordan sneakers, and I'm gonna wake up early on a Saturday or something like that. Not to get a virtual.
Well, you were never cool enough to get into Top Shot. I see that about you now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're just not Top Shot material.
No. For me, just still the sports wagering thing. That's where I'm looking to make the money. Although I had a bad weekend, my first bad weekend in a long time.
Really? You've had like the 2021 of like you dream about.
Yeah.
What'd you lose on the ponies?
Well, I lost. I made my yearly donation to the ponies. Yeah, I never win. I went with Baffert's other horse. Concert tour. Sucked. Screw that horse, man. Screw him, too. It's funny that when his horses aren't all pumped
up.
Who
won? Rochambeau or something?
Yeah, somebody. Who cares? And then,
You heard that right here on The Fan, by the way.
Great race. I also had this obsession with the Brewers this weekend. Finally cashed for me yesterday. Nobody cares. I got screwed on a lot of baseball. Baseball's a tough racket, and I've had really good success. Yesterday did hit on my strikeout props. That's the way that you go from now on.
Yeah.
Freddy Peralta over
fastball Freddy.
Over 6.5 strikeouts, over 7 strikeouts every single outing. Guaranteed money. And then bet against the Brewers.
Trails on the north side, 414-799-1250. T!
What's going on? How you guys doing this morning?
Oh, good. Now that we hear from you, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah, my boy Trell.
That's a great compliment, Bert. I appreciate it.
Well, I enjoy our conversations.
I want to get into the Bucks Heat series that I know that fans have different mindsets and different opinions on. My opinion that this is the series that I wanted, and there's a few different reasons. One, us as Bucks fans, we need a culture check. We so used to expecting our teams to fail or expecting something to happen, some unforeseen situation like the bubble. We're expecting that type of thing to happen to us. This is what happens with championship teams. You don't get to skip steps. The Heat beat you last year. Now you get the chance to redeem yourself and play the same team. When that lines up like that, you have to take advantage of it. And I think by playing the Heat, you're good enough to win a championship or we're not. You're losing the first round. I don't care who you're playing. You're not good enough to win a championship.
No, I couldn't believe it, Trell. Over the weekend, people wanted to lose to the Heat on Saturday to avoid playing them. And if we're afraid of the Heat, how the hell are we going to get past the Nets or Philly? It's the Heat.
Exactly.
My God.
Exactly. And that's why we need to play the Heat, because you're going to need mental fortitude and toughness to win this series. And that's what you're going to need playing the Nets, because as offensively talented as they are, which they may be one of the most offensively talented teams in history, they don't play a lick of defense. And in the playoffs, I don't care how great, how pretty your offense is, if you don't play defense, if you don't get stops when you need to, you're going to lose. And if the Bucks can beat the Heat, get that mental toughness, get over the hump a little bit of beating a tough team in the playoffs, they'll have a great chance to beat the Nets. And I like our mental advantage over Philly. I like Giannis' mental advantage over Embiid and Simmons. I think that we'll have a great chance. Now, I'm going to take a series, one series at a time, because obviously if we lose to the Heat, it won't be no sense of talking about any further. But I think with Holiday, I love his confidence. I love the way that he's just steady, and he's going to be consistent for the most part. I think we got a great chance to do some great things in this series. And then after this series, we'll see where the pulse of the talk is about the Bucks. But this is what I wanted. I got it. And we'll go from here. Like I said, if we lose in the first round, we're not a championship team, and that means that buzz gone. So,
yeah.
You know, this is buzz.
It's win-win, right, Trell.
Yeah, this is a chance right here. So I'm very confident in the Bucks, and we'll just see, you know, see what happens.
Trell, thanks for the call. Good stuff, too. I agree. I wanted this series, and I'm not worried about it. I couldn't believe how many people were already – if you're scared of the Heat now, what are you going to think about the Nets or the Sixers?
For sure. And so I agree that if they lose, obviously, in the first round, Bud's gone. But will that be enough? or will somebody else have to go? Drew's not going anywhere. Giannis isn't going anywhere. He locked up Middleton last year, but I almost feel like as much as I love Chris, which is...
If they don't make it out of the first round, yeah, then you trade Chris.
I think
yeah.
somebody else has to go, too. I don't think firing Bud would be... Because I don't think there's a coach that could, you know, get you over the hump that's out there right now. In fact, like, if Bud gets fired, Bud's probably the best coaching candidate that's out there. You know what I mean? So...
What about Woj?
Steve Wojciechowski? he may be coaching at Whitewater. Actually, no. I don't even think they'd hire him. I think that, honestly, like, I don't think that just Bud leaving would
be... What about Pat Baldwin? He can recruit.
Yeah.
He just got the number four talent in the country.
Yeah. I feel like that wouldn't be just enough. And then the other thing is, if you do get bounced by Brooklyn... Like, is that enough to fire Bud? What if you take Brooklyn to 7 and lose, like, on a last-second Kyrie triple? Is that enough for Bud to really be gone? Is it really just Eastern Conference Finals or bust?
You know what I mean? I think they have to make the finals.
For Bud to stay?
Is that fair?
Yeah,
it is fair. Because you were given Giannis, dude.
You weren't given Giannis, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden.
No, but I still think his crimes are for 2 years ago.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, that
Bud's
first
not going to get fired if they don't beat the Nets or the Sixers. He's not going to get fired for that. He's going to get retroactively fired for not beating the Raptors, like, and for losing to the Heat last year.
Yeah, last year is kind of unforgivable, even in the bubble, just unforgivable. But the year before that, I did not want Bud fired after the Toronto series, even though most of that blame was on Bud. A lot of that was on Bledsoe. Like, as bad as Bud was in that series, continuing to roll out Mirotić. Like, you needed to get scoring from somebody because Bledsoe was so damn bad that I almost gave Bud a pass in that series just because he didn't have a true point guard and because nobody really expected the Bucks to win 60 games that year and be the number one overall seed. And you lost to a team with a guy that had tons of, like a former NBA champion, a former finals MVP in Kawhi. A bunch of dudes got hot at the right time, but, I mean, you know, Kawhi had the playoff success and the playoff experience. Giannis really didn't have that. The year before was okay. I mean, there was, you know, Giannis obviously was in the playoffs like you brought up, like against the Bulls. But that wasn't really this version of Giannis. That was when we kind of realized, oh man, this guy's going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the MVP of the league quite yet. That year that they lost in the first round to Boston, you know, Middleton was the best player in that series, but you didn't have a real head coach. You had Joe Prunty at the time. So, I mean, I agree that if you don't make the finals, the Eastern Conference Finals, Bud should be gone. But I don't think that would be enough. Like, if you do get bounced in the first round, I think there'd have to be more moves than just firing the coach. Because at the end of the day, as Giannis likes to say, the players play and the coach is coach.
Joe the Pro Prunty.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250.
Like, I was asking you the other day, though, like, is Steve Nash going to be the reason that the Nets advance to the finals? Like,
no.
I feel like... Put it this way, like, the Bucks need the best version of Bud to advance. You or I could coach the Nets to the finals. Hey, Kyrie, in the fourth quarter, take this game over. Hey, Harden, you're the point guard now. Kyrie, you play off the ball. Hey, Durant, score a bunch of points. Hey, guys, I know you don't play a whole lot of defense. In the last 5 minutes, can we just get 2 to 3 stops? Okay, cool. There you go. Hey, DeAndre, you're getting killed in the pick and roll today. Claxton, you're in. DeAndre. Sit your ass on the bench. Boom. I just coached the Nets to the finals. Hey, three Damn. Best players in the league. Be the best players in the league.
Gee. Yeah. 414-799-1250. Note taken, Mike.
Wow, come up for air, dude. Just a couple of thank yous to start off with.
Oh, okay.
Jim Paschke. Yep. 35 years.
Oh, that's nice of you to say, note taken, Mike.
What's up?
Jim Paschke's in studio today.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out, a thank you, and a good luck.
Well, it's very nice of you. I appreciate everything that I've received the last couple of weeks. Thank you, Mike.
And I want to thank Ron Bauer for giving me all my spending money this week.
Oh, good for you.
And there's a card shop.
Jim, did you play a horse? Oh, no, I don't play the ponies.
There's a sports collectible right by the studio. Just go over to 76 in Gold Spring. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's right where you said it was.
Yeah, right on the corner there. They do a lot of cards. A lot of autographs, Giannis, and any player you want. But they move a lot of cards through there. And I'm scratching my head. Now, you said Tom Brady ruined football?
I said that 2 hours ago.
Well, yeah, I was trying to fall asleep, but it kept going through my mind. So that's like saying Michael Jordan ruined basketball.
Why? How come?
Well, he won 6 titles. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people hated that back then.
Yeah, but I mean, how many titles did the Celtics win? How many titles did the Lakers win?
And the league still went on.
Right. I think the league died when Jordan left, I think you could argue. I mean, there was the lockout, and then look at ratings.
My take on Brady for ruining football is he ruined the experience for a lot of teams, where when Brady wins so many titles, everybody's judged against Brady. So the Packers can't just enjoy their one title because Brady had 6 in New England. The Saints can't just enjoy their one with Breeze because Brady had 6. And now Brady just leaves a building he's been in for 16 years to just go and get new friends, brings one of his buddies in Gronk, and they immediately win the Super Bowl. So now you have some of these older, you know, quarterbacks like a Rodgers that have said, hey, this isn't working for me here. I can go do what Brady did. That's what I meant by that.
Well, if you're scared of Brady, go host Jeopardy. But does Seattle Seahawks had a chance to beat him?
They didn't,
and
though.
Stupid coach blew it.
Jim Paschke, do you collect cards, Paschke? I'll tell you what, I got one card. It's of Alton Lister. Back in the mid-90s, he gave me a card, and he gave it to me as a joke, and I've kept it in my wallet ever since. I'd have a McLaughlin one, but they're not worth anything.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys.
You want to say anything else to Paschke? He's in studio.
Oh, I already said what I had to say.
I appreciate it, Mike.
Omega.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, bye, guys.
No taking, Mike. Yeah, all right. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. I want to remind you that the COVID vaccines are available for you. You may have not gotten one yet. You may be waiting to see if the rest of us turn into zombies. I can't say that we all have, and I don't know how else to describe that wrestling pay-per-view last night. But, no, everything is good. I've been feeling great. I've been double vaccinated now for about a month, and you can get your... You just made the two-week limit, did you not, Harvey?
Yeah, well, Friday I do.
Oh, Friday?
This Friday.
So then we can go out to the bars and crush booze?
Yep.
Nice.
I got 4 more days to go.
Nice, 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 nice.
I'll go to the outdoor settings and crush Boozer right now, though. Actually, I can't today. Busy day.
Oh, busy, busy day.
Yep.
But we can start to get our lives back to normal. That's yes. The part of why I was so eager to get the vaccine. And then, you know, you do want to make sure that everything's on the up and up, but it is. You can check out all the details on this if you have any questions. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. You can schedule a shot in your neighborhood on your terms. Over the age of 16, for sure eligible. They've extended it to kids as well. No insurance or ID required. Kids by the age of 12, I should say. Do look at that more again. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. I was eager to get it. Nurses and doctors on the front lines, they got it right away. Wanted to get life back to normal. Wanted to do things without always having to worry about family members. And now you can shed the mask a little bit. You can shed that skin we've been wearing for the last year. And I know, you know how much I love masks. But even I am looking to get back to a time without them. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. 414-799-1250. Tony is in Texas. Our good buddy, Tony. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, Bart. The biggest revelation from you hosting Rami's show is that note-taking Mike is also known as Southside Mike. Is that true?
Yeah, Mike is on the south side, and then in the afternoon they don't call him note-taking Mike, I guess.
Kind of like Bruce Wayne and Batman there, he's note-taking Mike.
Well, I would say, yeah, but they know the identities. His identity is known.
Definitely one of the weirder situations in all of radio.
Hey, so you guys were talking about NBA playoffs.
That was Horvat's way of saying move on, guys.
Move on. Hey, but I got to say this. Jason Tatum, this guy's on my Doritos bag I'm looking at right now. This guy is probably the most overrated player or super, quote-unquote superstar. And how are the Celtics a 7 seed? So that's interesting. And I hope Russ and the Wiz and Beal get out of that and take on the Nets for that first or second round, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I think they'll give them. I mean, obviously, I don't think they'll win the series against the Nets, but I think that they'd give them a fight, man. I mean, there's no shutting Russell Westbrook down right now. I can't wait to see if he's putting up these numbers in the playoffs because, you know, he's called the stat stat pattern and whatnot. But man, if he's averaging, you know, 30-17 and 15 in the playoffs. It's time to put some respect on his name. Not that he hasn't done it before in playoff series.
What don't you like about Tatum?
The guy's been anointed as the next superstar.
Yeah, they anointed him very quickly. Doris Burke was on the front of that bandwagon. And they talk about Jason Tatum like they've never seen like a guy shoot a basketball.
Like, I love Tatum, but there's just some nights. He's got like the Middleton factor, though, right? Like, some nights. He's just
good song.
When he doesn't have it, like there's certain guys in the league, right? Like when LeBron has a bad shooting night, he's going to take over the game and he's going to have 12 assists and 15 rebounds. Say what you want about James Harden. When he has a rough shooting night, look at the box score. He still has 16, 17 assists, 13 rebounds. There's just certain nights where Tatum just doesn't have it, and I feel like he doesn't affect the game. Whereas Jaylen Brown this year, before the injury, I thought was the better player all year. I mean, look at he career high in points, 24 a game, two-way player, the best defender. I think Jaylen Brown's very underrated, and I think the reason he's underrated is because all we talk about is Tatum. Also, the Kemba Walker experiment just didn't really work out in Boston. I wouldn't be shocked if they find a way to get rid of him in that contract next year.
Oh, they will. But
they have
if you swap, hey Ryan, if you swap Giannis for Tatum, aren't the Celtics a top 2 seed, maybe?
Oh, God. Maybe the 1. If you have Giannis, Jaylen Brown. See, Giannis and Kemba, I think, would be the perfect fit. I mean, if you run that pick and pop with them, the pick and roll, and then that would be great for both of them, really. I mean, give Kemba some more open jumpers. So, yeah, I think if you swap the two, they'd probably be the number one. They'd probably be the two, number one or two. Yeah, absolutely.
Boston annoys me. So, but another team that annoys me are the Heat. So, I like the Bucks in about 5, maybe 6, depending. But no Jay Crowder, no Kelly Olynyk. I know you guys touched on that. That's huge. But this guy better not. This Goran Dragic better not. They better cover that guy. Don't let Dragic go off. I cannot stand when they go double team Bam or whomever down low. And here's Dragic scoring threes. So they better. Bud, better just stick with your man on the three.
What do you think the defensive matchups will be? It's obviously if Dragic is going off, you'll probably put Drew on him to shut him down. Giannis on Bam?
I don't know if they'll do that, but I would do it. But I don't know if they'll do it.
I think they have to, though. I mean, you could pick and choose and you could swap. He doesn't have to start on him. But I think in the fourth quarter, if Bam's taking games over, you got to have him. And then you go, well, or do you go Drew on Jimmy? I don't know. I mean, there's a couple different ways that they could do it, but it's going to be interesting to see how they pick and choose the matchups and what Spoelstra does as well.
Defensively, it's going to be fascinating to me to see what the Bucks do and then see what the Heat do.
To counter,
The defensive schemes, game to game, is going to be fascinating. So who are y'all picking for the finals? I'm going with I give the Bucks about a 45% chance to beat the Nets. I think they can beat the Nets, but I think they're going to fall short. But I'm going to go with Nets versus Suns. Who are y'all going with?
I'm going to go chalk. I'm going to go actually give me the Clippers and the Nets, and I'll take the Nets in 7.
Okay, I would go Nets. Something's going to happen to the Lakers. They're going to fall short.
What's going to happen? LeBron's going to get every call.
Do I go Nets, Lakers?
I just don't think
I have to put my life on it. I'm laying on the railroad track and a train's coming. They say the only way this is going to stop is if you accurately predict the NBA finals. I'm going to say Nets Lakers for my life.
See, the reason, honestly, that Rondo pickup was huge. And losing Rondo is going to be huge for the Lakers in the playoffs. He's a completely different playoff Rondo. I think that's going to be – I like the Clippers. I think the Clippers have the better depth and they have more shooting. But, again, I don't like betting against LeBron in a 7-game series or a healthy AD. But man, especially the way the year ended for the Clippers with that disappointing 3-1 blown lead to the Nuggets. Yeah, I'll go Clippers and Nets. I just think, you know, and I can make the case, though, in the East for the Sixers, because who the hell is going to shut down and beat in a 7-game series for Brooklyn? Claxton? Not happening. DeAndre Jordan? Not happening. And I can make the case even for the Bucks to beat the Nets in 7 if Giannis puts together just a legendary playoff performance. Giannis is going to realistically have to give you, like, just 38, 40 points, 15 boards, 7 assists. And Middleton's going to have to average 24. Because you know what Drew's going to do. Drew's going to give you 19, 20 a game. He's going to shut down whoever has the hot hand in the fourth quarter. And that's to be expected. But he's also going to be a little run down probably late in those games because he's going to be your defensive stopper. So if Middleton gets to take the back seat and not be, you know, in that role where he has to guard the Kawhis or the other team's best player, he's going to have to give you 24, 25 a night.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, I think that Raptors team, I'm not saying the talent, but the team was better than this Nets team. So I am optimistic the Bucks can hang, but I don't think the Bucks team from 2 years ago, I think the Bucks team 2 years ago is better than this team.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I just think Drew adds so much. So maybe the bench was and stuff. I'm so impressed and excited about Drew Holiday. We're going to see what we saw the last 2 years.
Right.
The competition's tougher, but getting Drew Holiday is so massive. We went into these series with Bledsoe shooting our way out of it. The guy would either hit a three-point shot, make it, and think he could make it all night, and then go 1-for-8, or he wouldn't make it, and he'd go 0-for-8. But either way, come playoff time, Bledsoe's like, I'm Steph Curry now. And he never was close to it. I never understood it.
Yeah, this is the turnover ratio.
And Bud just let him do it.
Yeah. Well, he really had no choice because they were leaving Bledsoe open. You know what I mean? They're like, all right, Middleton, you're not getting to your spots. Giannis, we're building this wall. We're double, triple teaming you. We're hacking you every time you go to the rim. Who can we let beat us on the floor? Oh, Eric Bledsoe? Shoot all the open jumpers you want, man. You'll hit a couple of them, which he didn't. We're fine with that. See, you can make the case for the Bucks though, even with a team like the Nets, who have a super team and three superstars, and they do have depth. Like, I like Joe Harris. They got shooters. But, I mean, who picked that Dallas team to beat Miami the first year that LeBron, Wade, and Bosh got together in South Beach? Nobody thought that the Mavs had a legit shot to beat them in the finals, but they did with one true superstar, Dirk, which is what the Bucks have in Giannis. And then a bunch of complimentary pieces. You needed a rim protector, which they had in Tyson Chandler. You needed a veteran point guard, which they had in Jason Kidd. Drew Holiday is, at this stage of his career, you know, obviously still an elite player, whereas Jason Kidd was, you know, on the back nine of his career. He became a better three-point shooter, but really ran the offense. And then they had dudes that just stepped up that whole series, you know what I mean, off the bench. So I think you can make the case for the Bucks because that's what this team kind of reminds me of. Giannis is just going to have a Dirk like what he did in the finals against Brooklyn, if you see them. But it could be done. It definitely can be done. You could beat a team with superstars. Hell, that Lakers team that were all those guys at the end of their run got together, same story. Who thought that the Detroit Pistons with Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, Darko Milicic, who thought that they were going to be
Donnie Darko, number two overall?
Never even got off the bench. Larry Brown hated his guts. But who thought that they were going to beat that Lakers team in a 7-game series where it was Kobe and Shaq and then a bunch of dudes like Gary Payton, Karl Malone at the end of their career? But still, that was a super team. And they got bounced by the Pistons, same way that the super team in Miami got bounced by the Mavs. So it can be done, but they're going to have to play a perfect series and Bud's going to have to be really damn good because, yeah.
What would be better for the Bucks if Bud coached up to the best of his abilities or
Giannis
didn't coach if he just like sat there?
It's gonna be like, imagine what the count like. So what if the
but
Bucks
don't
the
do
Bucks,
anything?
What if the Bucks just had it right this whole regular season? I know we always say, you can't just turn it on. You just can't turn it on. Veteran teams kind of can just turn it on though. Like teams like the Bucks last year, they didn't have the playoff they just didn't have the experience yet. They kind of did, but they didn't have the team to just turn it on with no
Drew.
Well,
something was
wrong
with that
Lakers
team. I mean,
right
they were getting
just
yelled at by, you know, Lazary and Horst are screaming at them. I mean, I don't want to screw you guys.
Exactly. But what I'm saying
just
is maybe
go home.
Maybe they just had it right this whole regular season where they have shown flashes that they could still be the team, that they could be a team, a title contender. And then they've had rough nights where you allow some crappy team to shoot 60% from three and you don't make the proper adjustments. Maybe they do just flip the switch because maybe now, you know, Giannis is like, okay, I've been burned out a little bit in the playoffs the last couple of years. Or Middleton. And now they've kind of just figured out that the regular season matters, but it really doesn't matter. I mean, look at the Lakers are the seven seed, man. And the Suns put together their best regular season since Charles Barkley was there in 93, I think. But what happens in the playoffs then? They run into LeBron and AD, who are going to get every single call, and they're two superstars, and then you just kind of forget about what they did in the regular season. I'm not saying the regular season doesn't matter at all, but for teams like the Bucks, it really doesn't. So I think, I mean, that's what I'm hoping. But again, that was what I was hoping when they got into the bubble last year, and they were playing a terrible brand of basketball even before the pandemic hit. I mean, Giannis was dealing with the injury. They were on a losing streak. So I think that anything's possible, and that's why I'm all jacked up for these playoffs. Because, honestly, you can make the case for, realistically, four or five teams to win it this year. In the West, man, even more than that. Because would you be shocked?
Well, that's why people are excited. Like, I can say Nets-Lakers, but nobody knows.
But would you be shocked?
Should be the Sixers. Could be the Bucks. Could be anybody.
And in the West, would you wouldn't be shocked if it was the Clippers or the Lakers, but would you be shocked if Utah just went on a crazy run? Look what they did all regular season.
No.
Like, look what they did.
No one's thinking of them.
Especially the first half of the season, because they've been dealing with injuries as well with Donovan Mitchell. But the first half of the season, like you said, man, they were like the Bucks 2 years ago. Well-coached. Quinn Snyder doesn't get enough respect. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, like, we know the big names, but they had four or five guys that were hitting 40% of their threes. Jordan Clarkson should be sixth man of the year. And they were the best offensive-rated team, and they had the best defensive efficiency as well. So, a very good basketball team. I wouldn't be shocked if they made a run to the finals. They could have did it last year. They were really hot in the bubble. I wouldn't be shocked if... I kind of would be shocked with the Nuggets, only because I think that Jamal Murray loss is going to be so big.
Yeah.
You know, Porter Jr.'s been great, but they need a ball handler, and they need a ball-dominant guard, which they just don't have right now. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if it was Phoenix. Like, what if that regular season equals playoff success? Chris Paul finally makes that run. I don't know who's stopping DeAndre Ayton, and when Devin Booker goes off, he's one of the best scorers in the league. I wouldn't be shocked. You can make the case for four or five teams in the West. I would be shocked if in the East it was anybody except Philly, Brooklyn, or Milwaukee. But still, that's three shots rather than the last decade where we pretty much knew if LeBron was in the East, LeBron was going to the finals. So if anything, man, I would say, you know how Mike said LeBron ruined basketball or whatever? If anything, or Jordan did, finally LeBron has made the NBA better than ever just by going to the West 2 years ago.
You know what's made homes better than ever?
Window select, and especially when you could get a buy one, get one deal, because who needs just one window? Nobody. Except for my neighbors back in the day when I used to break my neighbor's windows, like, not on purpose. We played baseball in the backyard. They hated us. They hated.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, either way, you know, there's a double lifetime warranty at Window Select, too. So
if I die and I come back to life, I still get the windows.
Yeah. Yep. And that's, yes, absolutely. And, like, if your head's frozen after you, your body fades.
Like Ted Williams.
Like Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Look that up. That's why Disney made a movie called Frozen.
I know you've told me that story just in this last 2 weeks 14 times.
because when you used to search Disney Frozen, it would come up with Walt Disney's frozen head. But now a movie comes up.
Is that really why they did that, though?
I think so. Wow. I saw it, and I thought, too good to be true.
Ooh, now I'm really getting excited for the playoffs.
Window Select. You want to chime in? Why?
I think windows, I think NBA playoffs. I don't know what it
is. Exactly. Window Select, 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Windowselect.com. They've got the double lifetime warranty. No questions asked. If something that they install for you, if something happens to those windows, if you got little Horvats running around your neighborhood breaking them, no questions asked. The double lifetime warranty. Because they're confident that their products, they're such high quality, and they're energy efficient, too, which helps save you money on your windows and on the heating, on the cooling. It helps save your home money, so it's great for that cause as well. High quality, energy efficient windows. They have been making these things and manufacturing the windows. They're a tremendous amount of pride they take in Menominee Falls, and the deals are great too. You could get everything installed, the windows, siding, and doors, and you don't have to pay them anything for a year. Not a single anything. No Sacagaweas, no dimes, nothing. Nothing for a full year. Plus, you get a buy one, get one on the windows. A buy one, get one on the windows. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. No limit on that deal either. 262-703-3500. I need to talk about Horvat's poll. I didn't see this. I've just been staring at Horvat's poll now for a long time.
Excuse me?
I got to talk about your poll.
Okay.
And I'll do that coming up. Looking forward to the Ron Wolf interview on the Wendy's Big Show today, 10:30. Packers could use a Ron Wolf hammer down this situation between the team and Aaron Rodgers. Rookie minicamp this weekend. Yeah, let's talk about it. Why? We have no idea who the quarterback's going to be. You guys, Horvat's poll that he put up. Oh, I understand now.
What?
Horvat put up a poll.
The North Pole.
Horvat's poll.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Horvat put up a poll at 12:50 a.m. The Fan.
Yeah, I was curious what people really believe, man. Who's going to be the starter week one? Like, what do you truly believe? Not what is, because, you know, I'm called the fanboy. So is it just me as a fanboy saying I believe Rodgers is the starting quarterback week one? No, I think that that's just me thinking, like, if Gutekunst and Mark Murphy have some brains, you're not trading Aaron Rodgers. And you make a great point, man, because the goal this year with this roster, regardless if you believe it, don't believe it, is that you paid a running back, right? You brought Aaron Jones back. If you're rebuilding, do you bring Aaron Jones back? I know he's a great player, but you have A.J. Dillon. You drafted another running back. You probably don't, right? And so I feel like this roster obviously is still a Super Bowl roster. So if Rodgers decides to take his ball and go home, I mean, you're already punting on this season, kind of. I don't want draft picks. We'll talk about the draft picks next year. You're probably not getting anything in return for this year. Like, Drew Locke isn't a good enough upgrade from Jordan Love or from Blake Bortles. So I would force his hand. I'd say, hey, man, you don't want to play, that's fine, but you're retiring, and you just won MVP, and you love this game. And then you know what happens. Same thing that happened with Brett. Oh, shucks, I do miss this game. It'll be on the flight back to Green Bay.
I just don't see how trading Rodgers
helps you this year.
Exactly the words out of my mouth.
And it doesn't. There's no way that it does. Unless they say, okay, here's Bradley Chubb, Denver. Here's a pass rusher.
Who's your quarterback?
Jordan Love.
No.
It's got to be Jordan Love. And then you go, like, if you stink, you stink with Jordan Love, and that's on Brian Gutekunst. That was your hand-picked guy.
That was not
the successor to Aaron Rodgers.
There's not a situation where the Packers trade Rodgers and are better this year. It's not going to present itself. The only possible thing would be Seattle, and you get Russell Wilson. But even then, I mean, he's not familiar with this.
If I was Seattle, I'd say kiss my ass. I mean, I love Aaron Rodgers more than anybody on this planet. I got Russ for like 7 more years than I have.
Rodgers wants to go play for Pete Carroll? I don't think so.
No, Russell Wilson, that's the problem. Pete Carroll is the problem. He seriously is. Now, Pete Carroll was great at USC, was great with Seattle those first couple of years because he's a fiery dude, he's a player's coach. But Pete Carroll is the problem. I mean, there's a reason why Earl Thomas gave him the finger and the rest of that sideline besides not getting his money. And Pete Carroll's play calling is trash. Pete Carroll neglects to give the football to Chris Carson, who averages 5-6 yards per pop, and instead tries to give the ball to, who the hell did he fall in love with last year? Was it Carlos Hyde?
Yeah.
Who's averaging 1 point. I'll never forget Carlos Hyde.
Now he's on your team, the Jaguars.
Yeah, week 16 or whatever it was.
Jaguars.
22 carries for like 24 yards. And meanwhile, Chris Carson on my fantasy team had like 7 carries for 86 yards. Didn't make a whole lot of sense. The play calling was trash. They don't protect Russell Wilson. The play callings went downhill ever since that Super Bowl game where Pete Carroll tried to make Russ the hero and he got picked off by Malcolm Butler instead. Since then, everything in Seattle, that was like their Seahawks moment for Green Bay, for McCarthy, you know, where after that loss, nothing was ever the same. Really, in Seattle, nothing's been the same since. You couldn't pay all those guys the Legion of Boom. So it's become, Russell Wilson's become Aaron Rodgers there, where he has to be the ultimate deodorant. You take Russ out of Seattle, that's a 3-win football team. You take Aaron Rodgers off this Packers team, we've seen what they've done in the past with Brett Hundley urinating down his leg and DeShone Kizer. Remember when Kizer played that one half and Khalil Mack literally ran up to him and just ripped the ball out of his hands? I've never seen that in a pro football game in my life. That was Goot's guy, DeShone Kizer.
Yeah, he's like DeShone Kizer. He's like Drew Lock. He's liked all these guys, and now he likes Jordan Love. 414-799-1250. Again, I don't think that there's any possible trade that's realistic that is going to make the Packers better for this season, and really for their even next season. If you trade Rodgers before the season, let's say you trade him to Denver.
I'll do Cleveland, and I'll take Baker Mayfield.
You're still not better.
No. But I know he could play the position.
When you trade, let me be clear about this. When you trade Rodgers to a team, if you trade Rodgers to a bad team, the draft picks that they have right now could be 10, 12, 15. But then when you give them Rodgers, those picks are going to be 25, 28, 30. Right. They're going to get better because Rodgers is going to make their team better. So if you trade them now, you're actually doing yourself a disservice than if you were to trade him after the season, if he does hold out or if that's your intention either way. There's just not a trade right now that will make the Packers better. You can say, well, what about a three-team trade? And I'll say, find me one time that's ever happened in NFL history. It's not going to happen. So trade Rodgers now? No. Do I think he'll be the starter in week one? 70% of you still say yes. 7% say Jordan Love. 14% say Blake Bortles, and then 8% as a joke say Kurt Benkert or Swag Kelly. Benkert signed to a deal. Kelly just came here for the free workout clothes,
but he looked good,
and he has left town.
They said,
"Well, they didn't sign him though. They're not. They made their choice." Chad Kelly's Packer career is over. What's your favorite memory? 799-1250. It is over.
Who had the better Packer career? Would you say Vince Young or Swag Kelly?
Oh, there was a lot of anticipation for Vince Young.
I was really hoping that Vince Young would have made the roster.
Will be better, Kurt Benkert or Kurt Warner as a Packer only?
Neither.
Which Packer has done more long-term damage, or who has done more long-term damage to the Packers franchise? Ty Detmer or Ty Dunn?
I need Dunn. Off the air, at least, to tell me. I want to know the scout who had Love over Herbert. I need to
text
know.
Text him.
I need. All right, Ty, you gotta let me know, man. I need this man to have his brain checked. What did you see from Jordan Love that you didn't see from Herbert? I'm fine with the people that think Love's a prospect and he's gonna be solid. Then again, I was the only guy that liked Justin Herbert.
All right, so if Rodgers doesn't come back and maybe he doesn't start week one, maybe he's like, well, I did this. I gotta show that I'm serious and I'm going to sit out a full month.
He's either going to be there for preseason or he's not coming at all. He's not going to do the thing where he shows up like week three.
Well, then I'll tell you, they're going to start Blake Bortles.
Over Jordan Love?
Why did they sign him otherwise?
Well, you need a backup to Jordan Love.
Yeah, you got Kurt Benkert.
Well, you need a third string guy in case both of them.
Chad Kelly.
Swag Kelly.
They went out of their way to sign someone who had knowledge of this offense. Mm-hmm. Or at least from the Nathaniel Hackett side.
Right.
So that tells me, like, they could have signed Nick Mullins. They could have signed all these other guys that suck.
Jesus, man. I can't believe that this is what we're doing.
I can't believe it either.
We're talking about Blake Bortles and Nick Mullins when we should be talking about, like, how are they going to get Amari Rodgers the football?
I can't believe it. And I think that's why. A lot, like, we might understand that Gutekunst has screwed over Rodgers every way possible and then invented ways that no one even thought of. Like, I am sure that Goody took pride in cutting Kumerow after Rodgers stuck up for him. I'm sure he at least had a nice little wink on his face.
Right.
A little smile.
Yeah.
I'm sure of that.
No, for sure.
But now we're having these conversations, and it's hard to believe we're even talking about it. And so I think we get mad at Rodgers, because if Rodgers was just here, we wouldn't have to be talking about Blake Bortles, who is a punchline on an NBC comedy that nobody watched, which they should. It's very good. The Good Place. One of the characters is from Jacksonville and loves Blake Bortles. Great show. Season 1, TV perfection.
What is it called?
The Good Place.
Now, another thing I was thinking, maybe the Blake Bortles signing is an apology to Aaron Rodgers for cutting Kumerow, because they're boys, actually. They spent 4th of July together a couple years back.
They hung out once and took a picture together.
How do you know they only hung out once?
I've taken plenty of pictures with guys that I hung out with that I never want to see again.
I could see those guys getting... No, they like each other. I believe that they do. I think those seem like two guys that would get along.
So you're saying they like each other. I'm saying they don't. Neither of us have any evidence to prove
our I don't know who Rodgers
claim.
Likes. Like, would you even
He doesn't like anybody.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He likes who's ever within 10 yards of him at that moment.
He likes Jordy.
That's who he likes. Oh, yeah. And Jordy Nelson. If you're around me for 10 minutes, then I like you. Personality chameleon. Aaron Rodgers. How many best friends has he had since we started playing his audio?
Ryan Braun.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine growing up if Ryan Braun and Aaron Rodgers are boys? Your two idols. Rodgers came. I have a picture of them in Brewers gear together. They're not boys. They took a picture together. That doesn't mean nothing. The Sean O'Connell is going to get in before the buzzer.
Never understood Rodgers being so mad about that. Like, if my buddy just got caught with some HGH,
well, because
like
he got
all
lied
my friends
to.
Did, I'd be like...
Okay. He got lied to, and Braun made one mistake, and with Rodgers, you can't make one
mistake. I'd be like,
it's
none of my business. This guy doesn't need to tell
me
that he's
out. Yeah, I never understood why
like,
Rodgers...
Why do I care what this guy does with his personal
Rodgers
life?
Needs to learn how to forgive, man. I mean, you're still mad at Braun all these years later.
Who cares?
God, is weird.
I would have been taking it. I would have been juicing too. I
My
said
God.
It.
God. All right, Sean, what's up?
I am with Ryan. I the juice. Oh, there's nothing like it. There really isn't.
Steroids?
I don't know.
Well, I was talking about jungle juice. You guys ever make that?
Oh. Juices. Yes.
Make that before Western Illinois football games. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think the Aaron Rodgers thing was with Ryan Braun was the anger due to him tweeting that he would, you know, give that guy his paycheck.
Yeah, he stuck his neck out for him, and then he felt deceived. But that was 13 years ago.
It was 13 years ago, Bart Winkler. I agree. But, you know, some people you cannot – That is a line you cannot cross. You can't make someone look bad, someone who does stick their neck out for you. There are some people who will forgive something like that, but others who will not. And I'm not going to pass judgment. If I stick my neck out for somebody and they screw me once, maybe I'll probably forgive them once, twice, probably not. So who knows? Maybe there was another time when Ryan, had that situation occur with Aaron Rodgers that we don't know about, and that was what did it. It is weird though that they haven't made nice yet, at least publicly. But I think that as far as Ryan's poll goes, I think that Aaron Rodgers will be the starting quarterback. I don't think that there has been anything at this point that it can't be undone, but I think for making it happen, there is work that can be done to make things better for the next 2 to 3 seasons, and we can just have a not necessarily a happy ending, but at least have an ending where Aaron is in green and gold for the remainder of his career. And it's fitting that Ron Wolf is going to be on today.
10:30, Big Show.
10:30 Big Show, WSSP, 12:50 AM, The Fan. He had egos that he had to deal with. And could you imagine bringing in Reggie White, the face of defense in the NFL, the biggest free agent, when free agency was kind of in its infancy, and he had to kind of say, all right, Reggie, we're going to throw you all this money. However, this young quarterback is going to be the face of our team. I don't know what that must have looked like. That'd be interesting to find out what that is. And Ron Wolf, he brought in names, and he also brought in some people that that were flyers that had been had been personality problems in other teams, and he made it work. So, like I said earlier, I think anybody who has been the GM after Ron Wolf, they've been on easy street, and
Remember when Mike Sherman was the GM?
That was weird, yes. And that was the whole thing that why Mike Holmgren left, because he wanted to be GM and head coach.
Yeah, everybody always wants this power. Power, power, power. All anybody ever wants is power. Power, power, power.
Well, I know I got a promotion at work, and I'm so drunk on power right now. But
they wanted to name their show Winkler and Horvat, and I said, get the hell out of here. This is my property.
Exactly. Yes, mm-hmm. you gotta pee on every tree you can. There,
power.
Winkler. Absolutely.
Without power, thanks, Sean. Without power, why even live? If
right.
I can't rule over someone. Like, I get more joy in holding Horvat down than I do in propping myself up. That's how I feel. If I have the option, Bart, make your day better or make Horvat's day worse, I'm going to pick the latter.
Yeah, you and my son have that in common.
Yeah. I look at Horvat, he's got a big smile on his face. I immediately think, what can I do though? Take that off of his face. What can I do? And I think I've succeeded. 799-1250.
Okay.
So what are you going to do tonight? There's nothing going on.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. I'm probably going to catch the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Bruins and the Capitals. Nashville takes on Carolina. St. Louis, Colorado tonight at 9 p.m. Probably won't stay up for that one. I'm back with you tomorrow. What else do we got tonight? We got no NBA, which sucks, but we got the play-in games tomorrow. I'll probably do my NL Central look around. We got John Lester revenge spot tonight against the Cubs. The Mets are in action. They take on the Braves. And I'm going to watch my show I missed last night, Mary Easttown, new episode. My wife's getting her second shot, so we're going to chill and watch that together. Have a nice little family day. Hopefully she's feeling okay.
Yeah, I don't know. There's
about
no
to hit
sports.
The gym. You want to go with me?
No, I think I'm just going to go home and look out the window and wait for something to happen.
Chest day today. We're going to mix in some shoulders because we didn't get to them on Thursday like we wanted to.
I was going to say something. I could tell.
I know. I got to do my shrugs, baby.
Yeah.
Mean mugs and shoulder shrugs. Me, Nelly, and Miles Simon. That's how we live our lives.
We're back tomorrow. Big show next. Ron Wolf, 10:30.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.